taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Opa! Welcome, everybody, to Stoffy's World. 904-800-STOFF. Call in. We'll solve all your problems. Special episode here. I got my old pal Nick Mullen on the couch. Adam Friedland is also might be here. He's actually in the living room taking a call. Oh, shit. Eldis with the big guns right off the top, dude. Eldis fucking got the fucking classic guitar riff.
That's probably going to like cause an issue with somebody. They're going to hear that and they're going to fucking just pull over. It'd be like falling down.
Yeah, they're going to start crying. They're going to remember
they're gonna come
being
out and
18
cause...
and their life being like horrible, but like having a great time.
Yeah, that
is going to
trigger
people.
I can't imagine all the people out there who would slit my throat to be sitting in this chair right now.
Do you ever get like people after shows? Like, I mean, the people that are like, man, you know, Come Town really helped me through a hard time. And then I'm pretty universally, I'll say to them, like, well, I hope things are going better now.
Yeah.
50% of the time, well, no. No, I guess not.
Not really, but that was a nice solve for the first 4 years before you guys started phoning it in. Uh-huh. Ah, look who it is. Mm-hmm. Sit down.
Oh, let's hear the big story.
Oh, yeah, let's go ahead.
And this is what happened 20 minutes before he leaves. He goes, Maya, can you call me before we start?
No, it wasn't Maya. She's out of town.
Can you pretend to be mad?
No, it's her brother. It's her brother.
I said, I thought of this great joke about Patrick Mahomes, and I don't have a way to work it in like it's. I'm coming up with it on the spot. So I need you to come up with a fake story about how everyone's...
What's
this
wrong,
is my one
Adam?
Chance.
I feel bad.
This
What's
is my
wrong?
One chance.
Okay, my friend, his girlfriend's friends were there, and then
So you're at a Super Bowl party, and this is coming out probably in what,
And
April?
I guess I said
right?
I said Mahomo.
I guess I said Mahomo.
Yeah, April.
I said Mahomo, and there were two gay guys
Mahomo,
there.
Which, you know, I think of jokes like that all the time.
But then he was like, no, but then he was like...
That's just, you know,
then
you know
he was like,
me,
after I left, everyone...
I'm the riff master.
I can't help myself.
It's
just,
I'm not saying
it's
a great joke.
Just riffs.
No, it's hateful. It's a hateful joke.
Oh, it's
the
hateful.
Funniest
it's
person
hateful
that
to
it
the,
is, and
it's
that's
hateful.
Not me. I'm not a hateful. I'm not a hateful
it's
guy.
Hateful.
You know me. It's
okay.
Just,
I didn't realize those guys were gay.
You were at a gay party.
Yeah.
You went to a gay
what
sex
kind of
party.
Super Bowl party would you
and
be invited
someone put
to?
The, yeah, somebody yeah. put the Super Bowl on.
I was on Christopher Street in the West Village. No. But then
everyone's
no, the
in leather
part,
overalls.
The worst part is the worst yeah, lederhosen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. With butt flaps.
The guy dressed up like a Native American got very mad at me. So I went over to the construction worker and I said, "What the hell is this guy's problem?"
I thought I was at a blue collar sort of working man's event.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm.
No, but the worst part is that he was just like, yeah, after you left, everyone was like, what the fuck was he on?
Wow.
And that's the embarrassing thing. I made an ass
you
myself.
You bombed. It's not that you made a homophobic joke. If you made that joke and everybody loved it, you'd be like, I'm the man.
Well, I kept also saying that Kendrick Lamar should apologize for anti-Semitism during the halftime show.
Mm, that's funny.
Which I believe. That is not a joke.
Oh, really? What did he say that's anti-Semitic?
They not like us.
By the way, thanks, Adam, for making this episode that comes out in April instantly dated from minute 3.
Oh, sorry, yeah, Stavros.
Kendrick's
sorry,
been dead
Stavros.
For 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, so it's my birthday's coming up. It's April.
It's
Aries.
Hitler's birthday, right?
What? Yeah, April 20th.
April 20th.
That's a big day. He used the word belligerent. I wasn't being. I had. It's very embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. It's really embarrassing to have a party. For you to leave a party and everyone be like, fuck that guy.
Yeah, yeah, that's what happened last night.
That's like what happens in your mind.
Who the fuck was that idiot?
That's the thing you tell your therapist. Yeah, and they're like, well, of course that didn't happen.
Maybe a couple people would have been annoyed, but I'm sure you're fine. But no, everyone was like, Oh, thank God he's gone.
No, but apparently they were also offended that me and the guy I was sitting next to were reading Kanye's tweets to each other.
Hilarious.
But I'm Jewish. I could read.
You can do it.
I could read swastika stuff. You can't be offended by
it. Did you bring food to the party?
I brought, no.
Oh, so you're a bad guest. Mm-hmm. You go to a Super Bowl party. And everyone's like, you call people gay.
When he went to the,
I called Patrick Mahomes gay.
Remember when he went to the wedding? And he thought it was a valid gift that he paid for his own flight to go to the wedding.
My presence is a present.
That was so awesome.
My presence is a present.
And by the way, we all know what you were making. We were all pretty rich at the time.
No, we weren't.
We were making
like $4,000 a month, each of us.
And you were buying like a $6,000 oven at the time for yourself.
No, that's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Okay, but you had...
Lying on my
you
damn
You were making no, money true. In entertainment, basically.
I mean, it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You couldn't have set us... You could have bought them...
$100.
Yeah, exactly. The cheapest thing on their I'll fucking put it this registration. Way.
I went to that wedding because I knew I like wouldn't talk to the guy again if I didn't go to the wedding, and I have not talked to him again.
Yeah,
because
they were like, he didn't even fucking.
No, present. It's not my fault. It's not my fault.
But you didn't get him a present.
No, it's because my bohemian lifestyle just didn't jive with him. It's because now I
have... Bohemian.
Come on, man.
And that's good stuff.
Come on, man.
If I'd been at that party, it'd be like the meme, the fucking
that's
human
so
resources meme.
With a fat guy.
So ew, he's creepy. Yeah,
that's you.
Well,
yeah.
Adam, if you had come through with like an amazing buffalo dip, or like or a dessert, they would have been like, you know what? He was weird. He said mm-hmm. that weird thing, but
he brought Mountain Dew Code Red.
No, Mountain Dew Code Red and the sliders were awesome.
Yeah. No.
I think it would have helped for real. Because you
start, what? Because those gay guys that were would have been like they like dips. What are you talking about?
Yeah, if you're come through,
no,
as a good,
I was
yes.
No, they were policing
and
my
now
language.
You're being homophobic again.
What? Guess what?
Gay guys don't like dip.
I'm sorry, our guy got reelected. I'm sorry, it's legal now to say Mahomo. It's the Super Bowl. You can say I'm sorry.
I mean, it is also just not that good. It is like
it wasn't a
not
joke.
Good
I just,
enough.
It was a throwaway.
But why would you say that in a group of people you don't know?
Because I know half of them, and we say that. Kind
so
of stuff.
It was a joke. You were trying to be funny, yeah. And you fucking bombed.
No, I didn't. No. Yeah. I was just like, oh, fucking Mahomo.
You bombed so bad you're getting called
you
about it.
Bomb. I was not you bomb.
I wasn't at the Apollo.
We all know what it's like to bomb socially, and you bombed at the
I've never bombed socially once.
You just did. So there's bad. Fallout from a Super Bowl party.
Imagine people after you leave somewhere being like,
I mean, that's crazy.
Also, if there's any place that's like it's acceptable it's for so there to be one guy that's like racist or homophobic, it's, yeah. at,
he wasn't racist.
It's at a football event
Thank
in a living
you.
Room.
Actually, that's right.
Usually, you have your uncle like zoomed in,
right?
And he's
right.
like, well, so usually these guys are violent animals, yeah. but when they're
you
the quarterback,
on the offensive line.
They have the brain of a white man, right, so they're
right,
okay.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that is fucking hilarious, man. But yeah, if you had come with something, a nice offering, mm-hmm. you go to a Super Bowl.
They weren't the hosts.
He wrote down on a pink post-it note, he wrote down, say Patrick Mahomo. And he folded it up and he put it in his pocket.
He was sweating. He hadn't said anything funny in a while.
Yeah.
And he's just like,
Patrick Mahomo.
breaking case of emergency. Bing! Patrick Mahomo.
Patrick Mahomo. Everyone's like, what?
It's like the game is on. The game
also,
is on.
By the way,
this
he had
a DEI,
he had a
whatever they talk.
He had a horrible game.
Yeah,
there was nothing to be like, oh, fucking Mahomo about. He was blowing it. Mm-hmm. He threw fucking a pick six.
It was like
six.
The first quarter. I said Mahomo,
but he hadn't scored. He didn't score until the second half. He had a horrible game.
But everyone's expecting he's gonna do his magic all over again.
So you weren't even.
I don't remember why I said it.
You're shaking right now.
You weren't even locked into the game. It wasn't even appropriate to say it. Mm-hmm. You did force Mahomo.
I miss you guys so much. I'm so happy right now. I don't think I've been this happy in 3 years. I lost these friends, so I need this back right now.
Yeah,
stop.
Yeah.
Don't go on tour.
I'm going on
which
tour,
is started
which
two
is
months
in the middle.
2 months
yeah.
ago,
we're yeah. in the middle of it. Please buy tickets to see me on the Dreamboat tour coming up. Where are we, Aldis? Figure out what's coming, what dates are coming up. Do a little fucking producing, for Christ's sake.
I love this guy.
We're
so
on the
much.
Bus. You know, we're getting Aldis is.
It was funny at the beginning of the Super Bowl when they were like, and here we are in New Orleans, the site of a horrific terrorist attack at the beginning of the year. And it's like, yeah, no one remembers.
I don't even. Some guy shot, like.
Some guy drove a truck.
A car. It was a car.
You know, a bunch of people that were going to die of alcohol poisoning in 45 minutes, anyways.
Uh oh. He's getting another call.
All right. We're in Columbia, Missouri tonight.
We're in Columbia, Missouri tonight.
It's literally
come
nothing.
And
he has
wait,
no,
wait,
no
wait,
new
no,
text. It was a fake. It was a fake. Oh my god!
Oh yeah.
No,
look, look, we look, start. Look. We moved wait, on. Wait, wait, wait. He was like, 12, he was like, wait, 12, let's go back to talking about me.
It was 4 minutes ago.
Oh my god!
They were gonna maybe move on to a different topic of conversation.
We don't have to talk about this anymore.
Well, what did they say? You said you were gonna.
Let's talk about you, Stav.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. You know what the cruelest part about being on tour is? Being separated from my Helix sleep mattress. Oh, it's like a cloud, baby. I sleep gorgeously. Look, we get a nice night's rest in our bunks on a moving vehicle, but it's nothing compared to the Helix sleep. Ever since we've been with Helix, at this point, Eldest, what, it's been a couple years now, right?
Yeah, definitely.
They hooked the whole team up. I have slept better, and I'm a plus-size boy, okay? Sometimes I have back issues if I don't sleep on my Helix mattress. But with it, no back issues to speak of. It's wonderful. I miss it. I have a week off. I'm about to snooze. I'm going to try and hit 10 hours on my bed a night. I got it. Eldest has it. They have all different types of body types. Yeah. Did we get? I don't remember what it's called, but it's for the most plus-size of plus-size people. They got everything for you. Get a Helix mattress. Be like me, Eldest. Benny Buttcheeks has a Helix mattress. We got the whole team on Helixes. We want you to be a Helix boy or girl just like us. Go to helixsleep.com/Stavi for the March Madness sale. That's 20% off site-wide. That's helixsleep.com/Stavi for the March Madness sale. helixsleep.com/Stavi.
I'm an uncle. That's my biggest life thing right now.
Congrats.
So I'm pumped about that.
No.
You had a kid?
Yep. Yeah. I'm going uncle mode. I'm pumped.
Well,
that is pretty sick, dude, honestly. I mean, none of us, because you don't, only child.
It's funny because you're going to be, there'll be like events when your nephew is like 20.
Yeah.
And you're the like woke uncle.
Right.
You know, that's like ruining Thanksgiving because like, I think they're people. And they're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It is funny. He's 20. I'm going to be 55. That's crazy. And yeah, I'm going to be.
Wait, you know, what?
It's a boy?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I'm bad at math. I don't know why I tried to check you on
it's
that
a boy,
one.
Yeah,
I'm like, don't you mean 72?
Yeah, it's adding 20 to 35.
You're disagreeing with that?
It's like some of the simplest math possible.
I just saw Oppenheimer. I'm trying out a new thing. Is it 75?
Yeah, dude. I'm going uncle mode.
Sav.
I can't wait to, you know, get high and watch John Wick with a 15-year-old in 15 years.
Your nephew.
Yeah.
Now, stuff like this used to be important.
Yeah, this is culture, man.
They got
back
a girl
in our
John
day.
Wick coming out.
I am excited about it.
Yeah. I don't know. I loved 4. I was like,
Boban
I've seen
was
enough
in 4, right?
Karate.
It
I
was
think.
Good, though. The Japanese part was fucking awesome.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
It was fucking good. I actually really enjoyed it. I liked it much more than 3.
1 and 2 I loved.
3 was just okay.
Yeah.
4 was, I thought, a return to form, if a little long for my taste, but it just ended. It was basically two different movies.
Yeah.
But mashed together.
Yeah. It should have been 4 and 5.
No, I mean, I liked it how it was.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, I don't have to wait a whole. But yeah, 3 was a little whatever. And one thing I will say, why weren't there tits in that movie, in those movies?
Good point.
It's kind of fucked up.
Good point.
Like, action
there
movies
probably
used to
will
have
be
tits.
In a girl movie.
I don't think so, dude.
Yeah.
That's a fucked up thing that we've done is, like, everything's got to be good for China. Even our action movies. It used to be, like...
China's the bad guy.
Well, China doesn't want tits in their movies, do they?
I think everybody does.
But don't,
no, I think
isn't
China,
it like
it's
they,
against...
Don't
it's
they
against,
want shit
yeah.
to be, like... I don't know.
I think you just can't criticize China, right? Everything else is, and then you can't.
Can you show tits?
You can't have black people in the post.
Right. They're racist, but yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Can you show boobs in Chinese movies?
Shia boobs.
Thank you. Why are Chinese dramas more conservative? Yeah. So what I'm saying is, like, think about, let's see, classic Schwarzenegger movie. Like, there's, I feel like there were tits in, like, even Terminator. True Romance had a nice amount.
Total Recall had three tits.
And you could kind of see, and you like, you really wanted to fuck Sharon Stone, even though you didn't really see her naked or anything. But
you
she
saw
was a
her
piece
pussy
of ass.
In,
no, that's in the
Basic
other,
Instinct.
Yeah. Which, you know, I'd rather see tits, I think.
Apparently.
I'd rather feel pussy and see
no
tits.
No one on set knew.
What do you mean?
That she was going to show pussy? Beaver.
Oh, Newman must have been fun.
That must have been fun that day.
Honestly, I would have been like, oh, shit. Like, if a bitch showed her pussy in a movie I didn't know it was coming, I would have been like, oh, no.
Someone was like, thank God I'm a best boy.
Yeah. Oh,
that makes more sense.
That makes
sense.
My whole life worth
Then if
it.
They went to Sharon Stone and be like, yeah, so here's a script, and, you know, like, you're bad or something, then, yeah, in this scene you show your pussy. Sure. And then, and then it continues. You know, it's cool. It's a cool movie.
Yeah.
She's like, okay.
Yeah, I'll show my pussy.
And also, if you're the director and, like, do you do a take where she shows her pussy? Mm-hmm. And she's like, how was that? You can't be like, yeah, we're not going to use that.
Oh, what the fuck? Call the police. This bitch showed everybody her pussy. That is another one of the HR memes things. Imagine if an ugly bitch was like, I'm showing my pussy in this movie. They'd be like, we're going to jail.
Kathy Bates did it.
Kathy Bates, like, why don't I shove my pussy in James Caan's face?
It was about Schmidt.
Yeah, you see her hooters.
Mm-hmm. I like that. A fat old lady's tits are kind of fun to look at.
She should have done it in Titanic.
That would have been
Jack
awesome.
Should have drawn
the unfuckable
Kathy
Molly Brown.
Yeah.
Jack should have drawn Kathy.
He should have done both. Yeah, he should have been like, all right, I'm gonna chill for a little bit, and then he just fucks Kathy Bates right after.
He's just been on a pussy
chair. He just fucked like four girls on the Titanic.
He fucked like Fabrizio.
One Irish guy. Oh, yeah. Fabrizio was kind of hot.
Yeah.
I found a YouTube video that's like in loving memory of Fabrizio.
Mm.
And it's like a montage of all of his scenes set to like.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is the character you attach to. And this movie. And there's all these people. Fabrizio is my favorite character.
Yeah.
Like, in love with that WAP.
I don't really. I mean, I just remember him being his poor friend. How did Fabrizio die in that movie?
The fucking smokestack crushes him.
Yeah, that's right. Pull up Fabrizio Titanic for fuck's sake, Elders.
Pull up Fabrizio nude.
Fabrizio Titanic AI nude.
Oh yeah,
he
looks good.
Fabrizio was kind of hot.
They kind of looks like Nick a little bit.
No, he doesn't at all.
If Nick got the hat, it could.
He doesn't look like Nick at all.
Aesthetic.
He doesn't look.
This
like
guy looks fucking.
I meant in a handsome way.
But he doesn't look
Danny
like
Danny Nucci.
He also is the kind of Italian that actually has a claim to saying he's not white. He kind of looks a little Colombian. Stop. Give him the vape.
It's my Baba.
Elder, start a timer. They have to switch vapes back and forth.
It's mine.
How long do you guys want to switch?
This is a socialist podcast, dude. We share.
That is true.
We share things.
That is, actually, we're apolitical, you know. We really stay out of
I'm
things.
I'm center left.
Your center left. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I've been watching West. This is the most lib shit. I've been watching it since Trump won to remember.
Oh my god!
But like, it's
pathetic,
so funny.
Dude.
It's so funny what the issues of the day were. They were like, should gay guys go to the army? That's like what people were debating.
And then the resolution
should
of that
kids wear
episode,
uniforms to school.
The resolution of that episode isn't it? It's like the one of the black Joint Chiefs. I forget that actor's name.
I remember.
Name.
I didn't
he's
watch
like,
that
he's
show.
Like, I
LeVar see, Burton.
Yeah, he's like, you should not be
LeVar
allowed
Burton
to be.
Was in the... In
Michael
West
Winslow.
Wing.
You're thinking of Star Wars.
Yeah.
It
Michael
was Jordy,
Winslow,
right?
Yeah. Jordy LaFloyd.
Jordy LaFloyd.
Yeah.
Sounds
with the
sexy.
Visor.
Yeah.
Sounds like a hot girl,
like,
honestly.
I can't see. Get off me. I can't see.
Wait, was that a real guy?
Jordy LaFleur.
Yeah. It was a real guy.
Who's Jordy?
Jordy on
Jordy
Star
was,
Trek.
Jordy
was... Oh, I didn't watch...
Jordy,
see, you guys love...
On Star Trek, his name's Jordy LaForge.
Oh, yeah. I get... Yeah. All right, I get what we were doing now. Yeah. I never watched Star Trek. You know what I've been... on my TikToks or my fucking YouTube shorts, what's come up a lot is Seth MacFarlane's weird... Star Trek show. Have you seen that? Like,
it's bizarre.
Oh, yeah. With Steve Carell, right? Space.
No. This is just like Seth MacFarlane just straight up made his own Star Trek. And I've only watched it through YouTube shorts. And it's just like kind of feels like great value Star Trek. Really? Like they have their own Klingons.
Is Cleveland in it or no?
Yeah. Cleveland's like, I want to get some alien pussy. Or whatever the fuck.
Giggity, giggity.
That's Quagmire.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I have been also watching a lot of Family
I feel
Guy.
Like
it's
if,
so funny.
If Seth MacFarlane did that, then fucking Jean-Luc Picard should do that with Family Guy.
Oh, and it would go a little bit
something.
I'm Cleveland.
I'm Cleveland.
Stewie.
Look at me. I'm fucking Cleveland.
Let's go get pussy together, Stewie. Yeah.
Take that.
Who's the gay? Who's Seth. Yeah,
he's saying that.
Is he gay? Or is he?
I don't know.
Everything about him. Oh, that's just
Picard. I think Picard's taking shots.
Yeah.
The baby's gay in Family Guy.
Stewie's gay.
Stewie's gay.
Which is an interesting move.
McFarlane's gay too, no? He's a friend.
Has he done the show? You trying to get him on the show?
Yeah, he did that one time. I was saying something completely innocuous about Post Malone.
He's a friend.
And then Adam goes, stop. He's a fan.
My friend does Bud Light commercials. One of my best friends does Bud Light commercials with him.
Stop,
would call me his best friend. He's just one of my friends.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, he was like on tire shit. Was like, damn, I miss Adam.
Did he say that?
He said it every day.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish he would.
He sent me multiple texts like the morning after like seeing him where he's like, you know, I don't actually hate every Jew on earth.
So, yeah, for some reason, seeing you brings that out of him, huh?
Yeah. He's like
it's like nobody hated every one of them.
Right.
Even Hitler, there was like a guy that made like biscuits for him or something.
Really?
I think
Are
so.
You just
no, there was a guy. It was like his childhood doctor.
Wow.
And he's like, this guy's the one.
Right.
This guy's
the no homers.
Yeah, exactly.
Allowed.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah. So that's not much Jews. Of a.
They call it Hitler's favorite Jew.
Okay, don't Google Hitler's biscuit Jew.
Why
Elvis?
Can't he? You can Google whatever you want.
X out of this, man. I don't even.
Why don't? What's gonna happen?
But what
our guy won.
Though?
Okay, he's back. The apprentice.
German biscuit giant apologizes for.
All right, fucking Google it again.
Google
Let's
it
see.
Again.
Let's
Elvis.
See what
Have
Hitler's
fun.
Biscuit Jew comes
the
up.
The boys
with.
Are back in town.
The boys are back in town. This episode got demonetized the second we recorded. Who cares?
Check out the Adam Friedland show. The Times of Israel, check click that one. It's probably the truth.
Don't do that one. Dude, go to politico.eu.
What, you won't even click
it,
Israel?
They should call it.
No. Don't give them more clicks, man.
Why can't you just click? Oh, Stavros, in this day and age.
German biscuit titan says sorry for taking
Choco Leibniz.
Yeah. Choco Leibniz and pickup maker admits it used forced labors during World War II. Okay. They used the Holocaust was making chocolate biscuits.
I bet those
Lucky.
Slave cookies tasted.
Stop,
good.
You jealous?
I'm kind of jealous. Now I want a cookie.
Yeah. Oh, wait. You see that brand in the store. Sometimes
Which
I
one?
See those cookies, the Leibniz ones, and I'm like, maybe I can
look
eat
desserts.
Look
how big that guy's
like
cock is. Wait, look at
rebel.
The guy on the right. Is that his cock
That's
dangling?
Not his cock.
Wait,
it?
No, right there. It's like past his knee.
No,
I don't think that's his
that's
cock.
That's water damage.
Yeah, that's not his cock. Yeah, zoom in, Elvis.
Oh, I thought it was his
enhance. Enhance. So, okay, so go now zoom out.
What is that? What
kind of cookies is this? Let's look at the cookies.
They have them. They're like shortbread
Let's
cookies.
Look at the cookies. Keep scrolling, man. Maybe they have a picture of the cookies.
Yeah, stop. You're pissed.
I'm fucking hungry,
a
actually.
Sugar-coated apology.
Issued a sugar-coated apology for the comments. Okay, whatever. Yeah, look up what kind of cookies these are.
They're good. They're like shortbread. They're like, you know, the little Scotty dog cookies?
Mm-mm.
You never, this is surprising.
Oh, yes, those are good.
Oh, yeah. These are good Leibniz. Yeah, they're
oh,
like half
you're
chocolate.
Right, I have seen these.
Yeah,
all
yeah,
right.
These are good.
Sometimes I'll eat like a whole box of these and be like, it's fine. It's
yeah,
like I'm in France.
I'm fucking Parisian.
It's like I'm in the Holocaust.
Hey, come on, madam.
What, shut up in this out, day man. And age.
Dude, there's one going on right now.
There, yep.
Yeah, the new, it's April, right? The Holocaust has started.
Is it seasonal?
No, I mean it's by at this point, you know.
Oh yeah, I hope not. That would be.
Thank you.
I'm coming out as.
You
think
probably
would have
gotten
age.
Away with it if they just did it a little bit every year. You know what I mean? If they
good
only,
point.
If they only there was like one oven, they just did like a
yeah,
just,
oh, you
oh,
mean
just
like
a slow burn?
Not, we're talking not metaphorical. You mean like
for
legitimate.
Real? And we're back
for real? Yeah.
Once
I don't think,
a year, it's
I don't
like
think
it's
they
just
would.
A thousand.
I don't think they. I'm going to go on a limb and say I don't think you could do 1,000 a
Thank
year
you.
And get away with it.
Israel does it.
Yeah, but that's not literal.
No, I think
ovens.
They do
every
about
year.
50,
they call it mowing the lawn. They do. That's what they call it.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not kidding. Look up mowing the lawn.
Don't look that up. Let's go back to talking about cookies.
That's what my dad...
Just look up the phrase mowing the lawn. Let's see what comes up.
That's what my dad calls taking a shit. He's like, I'm going to go mow the lawn. Or talk to my accountant.
True Green Lawn Care.
You have to add a little context.
No, that's all you get. All you get is mowing the lawn.
The second result, tell me that's not the American History X guy.
Yeah. Holy shit.
The Home Depot... Yeah. The Home Depot commercial, the Home Depot link. Let's talk mowers. What are your favorite mowers? You seem like a guy
I would never get on a ride on.
Really? I would have guessed for sure you'd want to.
That's the laziest shit I've ever seen.
Well, because you were a bonsai guy.
I couldn't get the thing to sprout. Yeah. And then I realized it takes to like 25 years. Mm. And I was like, this is some stupid Japanese bullshit.
You don't want to go Zen or whatever?
Not with fucking doing gardening.
What do you want to go? Like, I
taking kratom.
Do you have a lawn at this point, stuff?
I don't have a lawn. No.
None of your properties.
Yeah. My properties.
You have 11 houses.
My property. I have 2.5 shitty homes in Southeast Baltimore. My family lives in 1.5 of them.
So you got one whole house.
What do you mean 1.5?
I basically bought
an alley for his dad.
I bought half my mother's home to help her out, basically. Oh, right. And then I also have the house that my brothers used to live in that now I think my dad lives there.
imagining it was like, you know, you guys are not allowed to come.
I put a strip of tape down the middle. fucking 90s sitcom style. This side of the house is mine.
This episode of Stavis World, that's right. It's brought to you by Booking.com. Booking.yeah. Folks, we're on the tour. It's no secret. I'm on the bus again. I've been on this thing 5 days in a row. Eldis, Saxon, Jamel's on here right now. Too much. You know what I'm doing today? I'm hitting up Booking.com, and I'm finding a luxurious hotel with a big bathtub for me to soak in. You know I like to get my soaks in, and I'm doing that through Booking.com. I was lucky. I hit up Booking.com, found a place a block from the venue. 5 stars, got a pretty good rate on it. That's what Booking.com has. Whatever you're looking for, it's a nice bargain, whether it's a hotel room, some kind of extended stay. We've done places with kitchens so I can cook my chicken and peps. Whatever you're looking for, Booking.com has got it. No matter who you are, Booking.com helps you find the stay that's ridiculously right for you. Find exactly what you're booking for on Booking.com, Booking.yeah.
This is empty. Well, it's empty before it should be.
I want another water. Eldis, would you get our guests a couple liquid deaths? And you know what? I also have a little surprise for them. Get a couple boxes of those cookies.
V's cookies?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry if I got a little too spicy with the mowing the lawn.
No, that's all right, man. Yeah. What do you see?
That is real, though. Did you not know that?
I don't know the phrase mowing the lawn.
Yeah, well, thank God at this point, Gaza is the 51st state. Welcome, Gaza.
Yeah, they've opened the Trump Taj Mahal 2.
Yeah. On the Gaza City.
On the beach.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, man, it is hilarious. I wonder how fucked we'll be in April. I wonder if eggs will cost $40.
But you just said you can't have eggs anymore.
But I like egg whites.
I love those commercials for eggs when I was a kid with the old man. It would be like the incredible edible egg. And then there was a stinger on the end where some old ass man, he would look at the camera and he goes, I love eggs.
They are good, and I love a fried egg sandwich, and I love a little bacon.
I didn't like eggs growing up until I learned how to cook eggs when I was like 28.
There we go.
Oh, man.
Those are iced teas, and we each get a little box of cookies. Oh. And they're fresh, by the way. They're fresh. They were baked to celebrate the birth of my nephew. So these aren't from Christmas. These are from.
Where does she get the boxes?
She gets them from Michael's, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, what a lady. Nice.
Yeah.
I had a good experience at Michael's the other day.
What'd you get? What happened?
Adam ripped one of the set.
It wasn't my fault at all.
We spent $4,000 each on those chairs.
Yeah.
They're like...
Wait, you got real chairs?
Yeah.
You didn't get like the dupes?
No. On the real Dick Cavett show, he used dupes.
Of course. Why wouldn't you just get dupes?
Nick says they all have to be sourced from the same place. We found a guy in Pennsylvania because the leather has to match.
Adam said, this is Max.
Yet another thing he blamed me.
His friend, Max.
Oh, right, because he is a furniture guy.
So Max says those are Time Life lobby chairs. So see if you can find those. I said, okay.
And then there was a courthouse getting rid of it. Some guy found like 17 of them in a courthouse.
Oh, nice.
And they were the right color. I was like, great. You know, and then I did cut a deal on them. They were like 42 or something.
Jesus Christ.
And so, yeah, we got for $3,800. But they're 50-year-old chairs. So it's yeah, like that's you cool. You can turn around and sell them for the same price.
That's cool, yeah.
But they are like, you know, vintage designer chairs.
Yeah.
And he ripped the button.
There's nothing connecting me to that button.
Did you really do that, man?
Yeah, he ripped one of them. So I had to put the button back on the chair, and I had to learn how to...
You weren't even there.
I'm asking.
Why would...
I asked you, did you do it? Wow. The crowd has turned on you, Adam.
Eldest, I'm your only friend in this room
right That's now. Not true. He's my best friend.
He's telling you not to Google. You can Google whatever you want, Eldest.
You have Google privileges now. You tried to ask to Google... When we were doing our final
episode, I didn't know. I thought it was
that was a separate project. All
that was a separate project. Eldest's mic wasn't working.
Guys, welcome to the Adam Friedland Show.
Go ahead. Yeah, yeah. You know what? Host from the guest chair.
Stavros, you were recently in Hawaii, right?
No.
And you recently had the birth of a nephew.
That's true.
Congratulations.
Where did Hawaii come from?
So what you're saying is, when you're 55, your
first question
be
was just not even sort of true.
I don't know. That's something they say on talk shows.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to get better at this talk show thing.
All right, there you go. Practice on us.
I mean, you haven't been seeing my growth?
I've seen your growth, but this
pretend
get even crazier.
You're the Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah. I'm Fergie. He's Will I Am.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
Eldest is the
Native American.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's his name? Like Delirious or something?
Stav is the Black Eyed Peas. I'm the Roots.
You're okay. The Roots? I'm the whole band, the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, and I'm the Roots.
So what was it like working with Scott Storch?
It was awesome.
We never worked with him, but we like the videos where he's high as shit playing
getting
piano,
a haircut.
Yeah, getting a haircut.
Smoking a cigarette.
And I like to imagine how much pussy Scott stole, because he's kind of ugly, but he was in Miami and he lost all his money
so
on boats.
Much pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he lost like $200 billion because he got addicted to yachts and cocaine. There's a really good drink champs with him, like from like 8 years ago, where he talks about this thing called the Miami Blizzard that him and his friends got into, where he was like, I was with a massive pop star icon woman. And he wouldn't say the name, but people think it's Mariah Carey.
Oh, wow.
And he said, do you want any cocaine? And she said, yes, but not. I don't do it in my nose. I do it in my culo. So
what?
He took a straw and he had to blow it into her bum. And then him and his friends got addicted to this thing they called the Miami Blizzard, where they'd line up porn stars and then they blow drugs into their asses.
Damn, that's awesome. That actually sounds
lucky.
Pretty fucking cool.
What a cool guy. One of the coolest guys
blowing
of all time.
It into their asses.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mariah Carey, come on. You think so? I mean,
that's
I guess
what,
he
what
said
fantasy
it's...
is about.
Yeah. Blow coke in my ass. Spread me open. Let it blow. I'm a little rusty. How does that go?
Yeah, I don't know. I just remember the name of the song.
Sweet fantasy,
yeah,
baby.
That's it. Yeah. That's
Wait, which one am I singing?
You know it.
Is that fantasy?
Yeah, that's it.
I get fucked every night, sucking dick and get damn, yeah, I've lost my touch, man.
No, come on, we can get it back. We got the Vegas residency.
Yeah, we gotta get it ready for our Vegas residency.
After my 14th divorce settlement, yeah, I've never signed a prenup.
Yeah.
She loves me, guys.
I mean, yeah, you are the kind of idiot that would do that.
She has a checkered past, but she loves me. It's different this time.
It's an actual dog. Just married to a Pomeranian.
Her brother from the Ukraine lives with us and is clearly a guy that's just fucking the shit out of the costume.
No, her brother moved in with us. He's a refugee.
You just hear like...
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're like doing folk dancing?
No, they're doing doggies. Yeah. Yeah, just loud doggy. My parents are over for Passover. Her brother and her do... Yeah, they're doing... They're clogging. They're refugees from the war.
Every wife is the same age, no matter how old you are. They're all 27 or whatever.
They're all... Yeah. I justify it because I'm anti-Putin and they're Ukrainian refugees. Right.
Even though they're just Russians.
Yeah, I'm just bragging about how I'm kind of a good guy.
Yeah. Have you? Are you planning your wedding, Adam? Are you? Are you? Have you gotten a dress yet?
It's whatever. Every plan that I've proposed has been outright rejected. I asked if me and three friends could do could do each. Because
they're all based on like Adam Sandler movies.
No, they're not.
You have like bad ideas.
I asked if me and three friends could do each verse of International Players Anthem at the party. Good. It's a wedding song.
Yeah. It's a wedding song. Isn't it like he's retiring from getting pussy? Or
yeah,
whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sent a text to a girl he used to see.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said that, which is I
CC all the girls that I used to see around town.
You know, I plan on sending texts to girls I used to see. Just so you know.
Just so you know.
You could speak now or forever. Hold
even peace. Though you've been dating for years.
Yeah, yeah. I know I've been with the love of my life for 6 years, but...
But if any of the insane woman from the internet that I fucked after my breakup...
Remember Michelle? Remember Michelle? She was like on episode 4 of Cumtown or something. That girl that the Korean girl. She used to send nudes to other guys from my bed. Yeah, and then
yeah. Oh, I forgot about her. So
I'm friends with Michelle, but she reminded me the other day. No,
she used to send her tits to other guys in your bed, and you're pals.
We weren't dating. We used to shtup.
Okay,
and she was she's crazy. I was like, but she's my girl. But she reminded me.
Sounds pretty cool now that I think about it.
She has a boyfriend now.
Okay, never
mind. Reminded me that in 2011, she asked me for a dick pic.
And
it was the first dick pic I'd ever sent, and I didn't know. So I just pulled my pants down and took a picture of my flaccid penis. I didn't know we were supposed to get hard.
What do you mean?
And she texted me back.
That's
like
what a retarded person.
2011, you didn't know to get your dick hard?
That's early. It was the first dick pic I'd ever sent. And so she said, I'm actually depressed now.
That's what she said. The soft cock pic?
I got nervous. I was just...
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, I said a soft dick.
You'd never sent a picture of your cock
It was
before?
My first dick pic
Instinctually,
ever.
Instinctually, though, you should know that's not...
That's crazy.
Right.
Did you fluff it?
No, I'm humble.
Wow. Come on. That's a horrific thing to send a woman. How big is your dick soft?
Or he's lying.
Yeah,
true. He's like, actually, it was soft.
Yeah.
It's like this doing
it's this big.
And then she's going around saying it was probably hard. Adam's like, I said it on a podcast.
Yeah.
There's evidence on
She said, I'm actually
podcast.
Depressed.
Yeah. She's like, oh, you know this is the worst. I said this to 7 guys, and this is the worst one I got back.
It's probably the worst one ever said to a girl.
That's so funny. You didn't fluff at all.
I didn't. I never sent a dick pic before.
You weren't sexting. She just asked for your cock.
Middle of the day, like 11 a.m. She said, "Send me a dick pic, LOL." So I was like, "Okay,
so I'm gonna do a funny one, nice and soft."
No, I didn't even do it hilariously.
What were you doing at the time? 2011. Were you here or were you in D.C.?
Had we started Cumtown? I think it was before Cumtown.
No, that was 2016.
Maybe the tail end of 2015?
It was 2016.
Oh no, it was 2011. It
May of 2016.
I'm lying right now. It had to have been 2014 then.
Okay, so that's even less defensible. 2014, you didn't know to send your dick hard?
I had a fabulous girlfriend in D.C. before I left.
Oh, yeah, she was awesome.
Guys, we've been through so much together.
You've had nothing but cool. I mean, you literally are married.
Guys,
the only cool woman.
We went to Japan. We went to a cabin. We went to Australia. Dude, that argument we got in Australia was the funniest argument of all time.
I don't remember it. Which one?
Because Nick was dying of laughter at us arguing. Because I wanted to take a shower. You're like, I have fucking busted in 10 days.
Oh.
Because you were on a girlfriend trip with us in Japan.
Yeah, it was fucking annoying.
You're on the most annoying trip of
it
all time.
It sucked. And by the way, yeah. It was your classic little trick of like, I had just fucked my foot up and I couldn't walk, remember? And I was like, oh, let's go to somewhere like a beach. Let's go to like Thailand before Australia, somewhere relaxing. And then it switched
Thailand.
To like Japan.
If anything, I would have
Japan's cool, whatever.
Parts of Thailand.
But yeah. But then it was like the whole trip was walking. I wanted to chill. And by the way, it wasn't close to Australia. Japan to Australia is like 11 fucking hours, dude. I wanted to go somewhere near Australia, you fucking piece of shit.
The funniest thing is that chick came over, and then you text us. We were at breakfast. You're like, I got the poison out of my body, boys. I'm good. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I wanted to fuck, and you guys wanted to hang out a little bit.
She left on her lunch break, if you remember, right?
Oh,
it was the middle of the day, and you said, oh, so I'll see you at the show tomorrow night. And she's like, what show? And you're like, you know, the Cometown show tomorrow night. She's like, no, I just like you for your body.
Yeah. It was a girl who's into fat guys.
You just liked your body.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It was kind
of
crazy.
She left work.
That was awesome. Yeah. I fucked on the roof of our Airbnb.
And I was like, I want a shower. You're like, I need to come.
Yeah. I needed the bus, dude. You were fucking.
But Nick was just sitting there, just dying of laughter.
Yeah. I mean, showering instead of your friend getting pussy.
It wasn't instead. We had three bedrooms.
What a fucking asshole.
We had three bedrooms.
Thank you. I stand by. You can clear out and get a little lunch. It's basically like switch the order of your shower and lunch.
I chose to be Switzerland. Like if you remember during World War II, Germany was killing all these Jews. Britain got mad about it, and Switzerland said, "I'm just going to sit here and laugh. I'm not going to have any.
Yeah,
I'm not have any.
I'm stinky. God forbid you
I'm
get a little
sit here
pussy.
And giggle,
fucking asshole.
So
that whole trip was so you could go shopping. We went to fucking Tokyo so you and Dasha could wear little outfits. Fucking piece of shit.
To be fair, she needed clothes.
I think
we went to Japan so you could spend $20,000 on fucking your girlfriend.
I think about
the exchange
that
for the yen was phenomenal.
Once a week, I think.
Look, there were cool parts of Japan. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Nick just
I had some. We had some great
just
meals.
Talking in Japanese people's ears.
Yeah,
yeah.
You that being rude on the train and them being so mad. Yeah. You were hitting Adam with a fucking umbrella in his shins. Farting. And every Japanese person was like, looked so disgusted at you.
Yeah, you're supposed
you're
to be
so easy to upset.
You're supposed to be well behaved.
I was on the escalator and I kind of like leaned forward so that my ass was directly in his face.
Yeah, no, they hated that. Yeah. And your underwear was a little out.
Yeah.
So it was like they could kind of see your ass through
your
jeans.
Remember how I got him like 7 times?
Yeah,
in the,
farting
in Australia?
In the green room.
Yeah. Farting in my face in the green room.
Oh, that was awesome.
I got him
you got him right in
it
the
was
face.
It was literally 7 times in a row.
It was awesome. I just felt the air
on my cheek.
That was fucking crazy. That green room one was like one of the most direct farts in a person's face I've ever seen in my
Why
life.
Why was I so... What was I doing?
I don't know, but that was the craziest part. Because it was like, he got
in
you off like 5
time.
Times in a row. And you were even like, all right, that's not happening again. And like, truly...
It's like Homer with the chips, with the puppies.
That was the show where I accidentally stood up to racism, but I couldn't understand what the guy was saying in Melbourne.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, they were like, wah, wah, wah. And I thought they were heckling me like, you're a gay, you're
right,
a bug,
right,
whatever.
Right.
If you guys remember, the Melbourne show was like Comic-Con. There was like fat Hawaiian shirt guys. There were Adidas tracksuit.
Well, that would happen a lot. It was like guys would dress up as one of the three of us.
All the little earring guys.
I kind of think that we sort of just look like Australian people without realizing
it.
No. They were guys that were like.
They were doing a Comic-Con thing.
They were trying to look like you. There were guys who tried to look like you or me, and then some guys.
The little earring guys would be like, yeah, so my friends also call me a f-. So I really identify with the Adam character. Uh-huh. Like, thank you. Thanks, I'm so glad I could. No, but yeah, in Melbourne, I thought someone was just calling me gay or something, or doing a bit from the show. And so I was like, shut up. Like, you'll never be on Cometown. And it got a huge applause.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I went back
crushed,
to
absolutely.
No. But I went back. I didn't realize.
It was, I mean, the way.
And I just absolutely destroyed.
Well, they carried me out on their shoulders.
Crushed.
Yeah,
I went back.
We were there.
I went back to the hotel, and apparently,
he's lying about something we were next to him for.
You were back. No. Apparently, they were saying like despicable slurs about Aboriginals.
Interesting. Oh, interesting.
And I just couldn't
not only did
hear
I crush,
what they were saying, but I accidentally
I don't even mean to.
Shut up.
Destroy.
I was trying to say that I didn't actually know I was standing up to racism. I was thinking I was
the humble hero.
I hate myself. This is so us. This is so us.
Shut the fuck
this
up.
Is so us. This is so us. I miss us.
Shut up, Adam.
I want to die with you guys. I just want to be in hospital beds holding hands, dying of HIV.
That Nick gave you as a prank?
In the wedding. Yeah. In Greenwich Village.
Hooking the wires up differently in the hospital. The fluids are going. This, you just hear from behind a curtain, what you doing with my fluid tube? Where you putting that? I'm like, shh. I'm playing a prank on Adam.
okay. What you doing with that too?
Oh, Adam's fuck. Like, my arm feels cold. There's something cold creeping up my arm.
That will be nice, man. Someday we'll get there. After the Vegas residency, we'll all be in a fucking hotel hospital bed together.
I just learned that hospice isn't a place. I thought it was
it can be, right?
A place you go to and they just like suck you off and give you cigarettes.
They suck your dick?
They do whatever you want, dude.
That's pretty sick. They should do that. Yeah. They should suck your
hospice
dick.
Isn't like, oh, like they're not like doctors. They come and they're like, yeah, I'll read you Garfield comics, or you're dying.
Yeah, you're just dying. It's right.
So we'll make you as comfortable as possible. I'm pretty sure they service you sexually.
That would be awesome. They should give happy endings in hospice.
I might be confusing hospice care in that episode of Deadwood when the priest is dying.
Oh, yeah, that was sad, crazy. Yeah. He does go crazy. He had like a fucking brain tumor or something.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't even let him. All he wanted to do was listen to music, and they're like,
well, he wanted
priest
to talk
can't
to
be
people.
At the whorehouse.
He wouldn't
remember
shut
they
up.
Kicked him out of the whorehouse. So fucked up.
Yeah. Well, Swearinger just kills him.
Right.
Yeah.
But he just wanted to. He was like clapping and shit, listening to music, and they're like, "Look, it's a bad look for me to have a priest in here." Which is like, "You're a fucking whorehouse. Let the man die."
Yeah.
So fucked up.
March Madness is here, folks, and you know what that means: high stakes hoops. Buzzer beaters, unpredictable stuff, everyone's bracket turning to dog shit before their very eyes. It's a time of excitement, unpredictability, a time when legends are forged. Basically, it's a time to wear chubbies. Pretty fucking good segue, huh? Yeah, chubbies. That's that good shit, baby. I've been a chubbies fan since I was a junior in college. That's no bullshit. I love their swim trunks. I found them originally because I like to expose my thighs. All right. Very few brands have shorts for a fat man where he can show off a little skin. Chubbies was ahead of the market on that. They were on the bleeding edge of fat guy thighs being exposed. And it's not just their shorts, their swim trunks. They got little polos, elastic shit. You know what I mean? Stretch stuff. I got some nice Hawaiians I've purchased in the past. I love Chubbies. They look good. They got their performance. They're stylish. You go for a little stroll. You go on the beach. You want to just look good. Whatever it is in lounge, you want to watch, you know, games on your couch all day. Chubbies is good for that too. I truly love this brand from the bottom of my heart. It has been something that stuck with me. I tried to do an online contest to be like the Chubbies guy of the year in 2012, for real. Like when I was living at UMBC, maybe 2010. Anyway, go find that Chubbies, expose me. Actually don't. It's gonna really depress me how I weighed 100 pounds less than I do now and was still considered fat. That's neither here nor there, folks. The point is, go get some Chubbies. Whether you're getting dressed for your workday, a workout, or a weekend getaway, there's a Chubbies for that. For a limited time, Chubbies is giving our viewers 20% off your order with our code STAVVY, STAVVY, at chubbiesshorts.com. That's code STAVVY, STAVVY, at chubbiesshorts.com. Support our show and tell them we sent you. Be your own Cinderella story with Chubbies.
Well, I think it's time we fucking give knowledge to people, guys. I mean, you know.
I forgot the calls.
There's call-ins.
Oh, right.
You know,
right.
We have to give advice.
We're going into a read.
We're three of the smartest men of all time. No. We will do something similar to a read soon. But I'll just play us a little call, and then let's see what we got here. Adam is much smarter now.
Me?
Yeah, dude. You've been training to be a fucking interviewer. So you have you know, incredible skills. Play us some calls here, Big LD.
Stop. This is RD. Big fan of the podcast.
What's up, RD?
I got divorced about 10 years back.
Okay.
And really screwed me up. I haven't really been in the dating game until just the last year or so. Taking some time to work on myself and whatnot. But I've discovered that I am basically a virgin again.
Oh,
and
no.
I am a one pump chump now. Had a couple hookups, and it's been really fucking embarrassing. Just as soon as that my dick hits pussy, it's like it's done. So easy. You know, I try to get the girl, you know, right, but it's like causing me some performance anxiety now. And I've had a couple of chances to get laid, and like, you know, I'm just so nervous about it that shit doesn't work.
He's a good guy.
So, wonder if you had any input on kind of how to get over this and what next steps to take.
Eat her pussy first.
Appreciate the advice. Love the podcast.
Absolutely. Eat her pussy first. Easy. Done. Next.
No, that's not just that.
Eat her pussy to completion. Then you. It doesn't matter if you bust too quick. She's already cummed.
Well, this is a shame that this isn't a read.
He's a good guy.
Do we have any dick pill ads coming up? Well, just in case, let's you know.
Are there any questions about like what color Yeti thermos should I get?
There might be. Who knows what Elder has cooked
up? Because the answer
is
King Crab Orange.
Okay, all right, that sounds cool.
So that's my advice. Maybe see if you can find any King Crab Orange.
Get a nice thermos. Get your mind off how quick you bust. Eat her pussy for a while is true, Adam, for sure. But also, like, this is one of the most classic dick pill solutions I've ever heard in my
life.
But
dick pills, you still it doesn't keep you longer.
But you bust, you get the first one out, and you can go again.
Porn style,
absolutely.
Yeah. Or you can put your fingers,
that was just
the fingers in your ass. And
in
then,
your own ass?
And then put them in your nose, so you just she smells like shit. And she's just disgusted by this woman. And then you can't come.
Well, but he's busting fast or not getting hard. That's a tough combo, because you don't want to smell like shit. And your dick is soft.
It's pretty cool
too.
If you can bust soft.
That is cool. Yeah. And I have busted like so close, like 50.
I feel like if I saw a man standing there and he busted soft, I'd feel like I was at like a Tool concert.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That would be like the visuals. You'd be like, whoa.
Trippy. Yeah. Yeah. That would be awesome. And you just see it changing his face.
Yeah, just Michelangelo's fucking
Vitruvian, suck Dickvian man.
And he's just like leaking. But then it turns into like an alien.
Yeah. The jizz kind of becomes silver.
The pieces fit.
Brung, dung, brung, dung, dung.
And then I turn up and Lewis is to the right of me.
And yeah, he's like,
crying. That's fucking smart, dude.
He's moved to tears. And how beautiful the symbolism is.
Can we just share this with James? James will like this.
But seriously, if the girl's already busted from you eating her pussy, maybe it'll relax you a bit because you feel like you've made her come.
For sure.
Try that out.
Definitely, yes. But all like you are the guy dick pills are made for, except for really old guys. Mm-hmm. You're fresh off a
divorce.
We've
been taking them since we're 21 years old, dude.
On and off. I'm not 21.
I was taking them every day for my heart.
16.
No, they're good for that.
Really?
They lower your blood pressure.
Yeah.
The Cialis ones do, yeah.
Interesting.
If you take take a half of one of those, is it Bluetooth you're with, or do you have
that? Who are we with most recently?
I think Blue Chew might be most recent.
Okay,
but we've had a couple.
We'll just
of them
put it over. We'll just if it's a different one, we'll just put a different one.
Just put it over from our first.
Hey, we're the products.
They got
work.
Mad. They got mad at us because I said that the Hamas guys were using it on October.
No, 7th. It was no. This was amazing. They're like Blue Chew wants you to pull an ad, and Nick's like they have been advertising with us for 8 years.
Yeah.
I have a great relationship. And they were like, well, let's talk to They wanted us to talk to someone that was like the ad buyer. He's like, I want to talk to the company. We talked to their head of like
advertising or
of promotion or something, and they were like, yeah, man, like you can't say that Hamas took it before they flew Mario Karts into the music festival. He's
and
like,
said,
you guys have been
I
great
said,
partners,
yes,
but you
yes,
can't.
I can, and I did.
Nick was like so fired up, and then
they're like, I you can can't say, that. Say that. I did say that, and it's probably what happened. Now, where is my $200? I would like my $200.
The amount of times we should have crossed the line and then that.
I know, it is funny. I mean, the funniest one of all time was Thursday Boots.
Thursday Boots was the Holocaust. Awesome. What was it? It was about the Holocaust.
No, it was like a kid getting or something.
Their office is right across the street
from
the studio.
Oh, they're huge. No, really?
So I walk past the sign. I'm like, maybe awesome. I'll go up there and say hi for old times.
Remember? So. Remember that?
We got dropped.
So yeah, get your dick hard with pills. You're doing good. The fact that you got women to want to fuck you is good. And yeah, you're just starting over, brother. I remember this phase of my life when you're in your 20s and you're getting pussy for the first time. You're just redoing it. Take some cock pills. Use promo code STAVI on whatever you end up buying.
We'll just worry about more important things. Elon Musk is destroying
you. Yeah, that's right. Stop talking about yourself, sir.
Who gives a fuck about pussy right now when a bunch of 19-year-old Indians are turning the post office into an anime convention?
Girls are also
now fucking chicks with fat tits dressed like Bulma are gonna fucking send you mail in little caps, little Dragon Ball Z capsules, which actually sounds pretty cool. Actually,
also can we?
I would like to fuck a Bulma mailman.
I'm gonna be so pissed if all of this stuff ends up being good.
It won't be, but yeah.
But if it does,
it won't be. But yes, I agree. With
I'm
you.
Gonna be mad.
Elon is such a fucking gay loser.
Also, like, girls should think...
The lying about playing video games?
That is insane. Did he lie about playing? Dude, he said he's the best Diablo player in the world.
Why would you aspire to...
And then he was on like, stream, and everyone was like, this guy sucks at this game.
Yeah.
And he just hired a guy.
He said he was the best in the world.
I've been replaying Metroid Prime, and I'm like, I could have killed myself. Mm-hmm. Years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is so humiliating. And I'm like, I got to get 100%.
Yeah.
Got to get all the missiles. It's a 22-year-old video game, but there's no way I'm not
100%. When you 100%, do you see her in a bikini?
No.
Isn't there a part where you can see her in a bikini?
At the end of Super Metroid, but not Metroid Prime.
I would love to fuck Samus if she was a real person.
Yeah.
That'd be
really,
awesome.
Honestly, any woman.
Yeah, any woman.
Any woman if she was real. That applies.
Well,
because
Samus is like
Samus, Lisa Simpson.
She's supposed to be
a
little kid
from SpongeBob.
Sandy, maybe. Yeah,
I would love. Yeah, just.
Oh, she's squirrel size.
Just nuts.
She's
not nut, like the nut is in the helmet. Just filling the helmet.
Oh, good girl. Like, you're killing me.
Oh, can I go next?
Yeah. Sure, Patrick. You look soft. Because you'd be much bigger than all of them.
Right.
You know, they're all this big.
That's true. Yeah, Patrick should go first.
And then you just clean your leg up with SpongeBob.
Hey!
He's like,
get your jizz away from me!
You fucked my friends to death. And you're using me as a cum rag.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, SpongeBob. I just really like cartoons. I'm 40 years old and I just really like cartoons. I don't know what to tell you, SpongeBob.
I've always wanted to try this.
All right, yeah, good luck, buddy.
RD, also, just tell the girl she's so sexy you busted
whatever. You're fine, bro.
Your pussy's so perfect, I busted it fast.
Yeah, exactly.
That's because you're so... Hey, Elvis.
Yeah, I love that. It's just on, Google it's can't
The Google Translate can't
either
deal with
their
it.
Names, yeah.
Okay, next question here, Elvis. Uh-oh. Oh, shit, what's going on? Oh, fuck, dude. Shit, guys, it's time for the mother... Something crazy's happening.
Uh-oh. Is this a segment?
Oh, my God. It's time to keep it motherfucking twisted with the twisted-ass motherfucking-ass question of the week.
I'll have one of those.
You want a twisted tea?
Yeah.
play the thing and get our friend Adam an ice-cold twisted tea, which, by the way... It's brewed with real iced tea. I don't know if you guys know that. And it's the perfect drink on a game day or just enjoying yourself.
How does it work? Does the tea itself ferment?
Play the call.
Just make tea?
Play the call, you fucking prick.
We can read it. I'll do it.
No. It's
all right. Hey, Stavi. Hey, Elvis. Here's fan of the podcast.
How does what work?
How do you, like, does the tea ferment or
what
do they add
brain?
Alcohol? What do you mean? I'm asking a question.
You're asking about the fermentation of a twisted
tea?
They
just said it's made with real tea, so I'm asking.
It's brewed with real ice cold iced tea.
This is why sponsors drop off all the time, Adam, because I'm feigning interest in their process that they brought up, by the way, to help the read.
See, Nick, we don't have to worry about all that science mumbo jumbo. All we have to know is that it's delicious and that we have a twisted ass motherfucking question of the week.
Oh,
let's see what we got.
Like real.
Holy fuck, that was twisted.
It's all right. Forever. We'll just edit over whatever Adam said. It doesn't really matter. Go ahead, Eldis.
Keep it twisted.
Play the twisted ass question. Exactly. Just keep editing over Adam and let's play the twisted ass motherfucking ass question of the week.
Hey,
can't be showing other. You'll get it back.
Okay.
So here's my question. A few months ago, I moved.
Who's
into
this? Your boyfriend?
And the same day, I moved into this
Cut
apartment.
That, Elvis, I'm sorry.
There's a really hot woman moved. Hey, Stavi. Hey, Elvis. Huge fan of the podcast. So here's my question.
Okay.
A few months ago, I moved to a new city. And the same day, I moved into this apartment. There's a really hot woman moved in literally right in front of me. Initially, I told myself I would just ignore her because I think it kind of complicates things to date your
Right, that's why. Okay. That's the reason. The hottest woman I've ever seen.
This is James Comey.
Yeah.
This is like a James Comey, like, fucking, like, oh, well, I'm doing the principal. No, you're a coward. And that's what makes cowards dangerous, is that fucking 99% of the time, they do the right thing because they're too much of a pussy to do
right,
the wrong thing.
Right, yeah. Right. And then let's see if this guy keeps it twisted or if he stays a coward.
Same person in your building, nevertheless, somebody who, like, lives directly in front of you.
Sure, yeah. You would have fucked her otherwise.
Like, across the hall?
Probably.
But, you know, since then, we've been talking in the elevator, he's and the I found Joker. Out that we actually have a lot in common.
So, like, in the
she
elevator,
really is my type of woman, and, like, I would be out shooting my shot if not for her being my neighbor.
Stop talking.
And the thing is, I'm pretty sure she likes me, too. Just
hold up. I feel like, yeah, like, all of your new fans now are just the guy from that movie that Wanted.
Which
they can bend bullets?
Bullets character bend in bullets? The beginning of the movie when he's
oh where
like,
he's getting like bullied by
yeah,
Chris Pratt.
It's very much like yeah like 90s office worker guy.
Yeah, hey, let's see what he's got.
Or I'd like a guy from Office Space
before the hypnosis.
Before the hypnosis. Yeah.
And dude, this show is hypnosis. It's making them cool. That's the whole.
Have you ever done that? Have you
I've never about that? Done hypnosis
because they do it for like eating and stuff.
That'd be sick, actually, dude. If someone could hypnotize
but
me,
what if it backfired?
I eat more.
Yeah, you just like you take over a Cinnabon with a gun.
I'm in a fugue state. I'm like, give me pastries. Let's finish this guy's call. We could talk about that fanciful scenario later.
Neighbor,
what did he just say?
I'm pretty
go
sure
back. Go back a little bit.
Too,
I want to hear this pathetic loser
for her being my neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
I'm pretty sure she likes me too, just because her the way she interacts with me. She's excited to see me. She asked for my number.
Okay.
And she even asked, like, one time my sister came to visit and she was asking me who this woman was.
Oh, she was jealous. She wanted that prick.
So I'm like, okay, I think she likes me too. The problem is I still have like 6 months on this lease. And I think it's a really bad idea to, like, shit where you eat.
Oh, come on, man.
Don't shit in
anyways,
her pussy.
Thank you for taking my call and God bless Albania.
God bless Albania.
The problem is
now we know why this guy's a loser. Hold on. You guys are right. This guy's a loser. He just said, God bless Albania.
Why? Dua Lipa is from there.
Yeah, but everybody's got, you know, one hot-ass woman in their country.
Oh, the Gal Gadot of Albania. Yeah.
Hitler at his biscuit, guys.
Yeah. That is so true.
This guy is a loser, and I hate him. She asked for your number. Just have sex with
you. You gotta
with her,
keep
dude.
It twisted, man. Right? That's an important
just
thing.
Just keep
to
it
do.
Twisted.
Keep did it twisted and fuck this lady.
Makes you angry?
What?
These quests, because it seems like all of them are like, yeah, I want to get pussy, but I don't really.
Yeah, I mean, this guy in particular, it's like, who are you kidding, bro? You're what? Oh, your sacred apartment? This woman's hot as shit. She's made enough small talk
no,
with
stop.
You.
He only has 6 months left on this lease.
And that's the other thing. 6 months?
What
how bad could it go
mean,
in 6 months?
You fucking idiot.
Yeah, just get pussy. Keep it twisted and fuck this lady.
Just keep it twisted.
I mean, you're really not keeping it twisted. You're betraying the ideals of a twisted tea drinker. Twisted tea is about keeping it twisted, having a good time.
Yeah,
you got 6 months on the lease, whatever, man. Have sex with this lady. Don't be a coward.
So she showed me her pussy and I'm not sure if that means yeah,
one way or
she
another
spread it open like this, like with her two fingers, but I don't know what that means, because she saw my sister one time. What are you talking about, you fucking idiot?
Well, he was saying that the sister she was at. He's insinuating that the girl is jealous,
or this guy could
who
be
the woman was.
Literally, it could be the Joker. One, like he could be just fantasizing.
He could be fan, and yeah, he's very. And if you are the Joker, don't keep it twisted. Don't kidnap this woman.
No, the Joker
don't show up
is
in her apartment.
Twisted guys.
It depends on which Joker. You know, if it's the Jack Nicholson Joker, I'd say go for it.
But he's not charming enough to be the Jack Nicholson Joker.
You don't know that.
This guy.
Him. He could look like him. Maybe that's it. Maybe she's looks, like, oh my God, is that Jack Nicholson?
No, this guy's definitely fucking Joaquin Joker. Not even close. Because he's not even cool enough to be the weird...
Heath Ledger.
No, Heath Ledger's the man, but who's the other 30 seconds? Jared Leto. He's not even like sexy enough to be the weird Jared Leto
30
Joker.
Seconds to bust.
30 seconds yeah. to bust, yeah.
You know what he could do? Get her evicted.
Oh, smart.
And then have
why
sex
did you
with her.
Twisted.
That would be keeping it pretty twisted. That would be the twisted. Ultimate twisted move.
Yeah.
So you got a couple options, pal. And look, whatever you do, take this gal
call 911 on her.
No, don't.
Yeah.
Take her out for a nice, refreshing Twisted Tea brewed with real iced tea.
Leave her gas on.
Don't do that.
Actually,
but
leave a 12er with a big old suitcase of Twisted outside of her apartment and write a little note on the top that says,
"Keep it twisted."
No, don't do that. That doesn't then really follow the ideals of the Twisted Tea Corporation.
That's not twisted. I thought that was the
twisted. You gotta keep it a little. You gotta keep it a little twisted.
Twist that up like my dick in your ass, and it's twisted.
Still too twisted.
Keep it twisted.
Just get her. How about this? Just share a nice Twisted Tea with her and fuck her. That's twisted enough.
Okay. No,
don't do anything like Nick's terrorism.
I like Nick's plan. I'll start fucking guys instead.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. I don't know why that would work on her, but you can try it.
This is your last chance.
Nick says leave a note. I say call the police. Say she's gonna
keep it twisted.
Don't do that
and
either.
Stop says what? Share a Twisted Tea with her.
I say that's the worst. Yeah, Aldous is making notes of what to bleep out. Now I say get a nice high school Twisted Tea with her. And don't forget,
keep it twisted.
All right.
Wow.
Well, that was
you?
The. Yeah, that's me.
Have you ever seen the clip of that McLovin guy doing?
Yeah.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
Oh, it's fake.
It's fake?
God damn it. I just rewatched that movie. So funny.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Superman?
So
classic.
Yeah, Irish soul singer?
Yeah.
All right.
So we helped that guy out. He was kind of a coward. That wasn't that good of a twisted question.
I hate him.
You kind of fucked up there, but. What else we got, man? We got a couple.
Bobby,
eldest guest. First time, long time. You know the drill. I'm going to get right to it.
Thank you.
I have a similar question to one that was asked on a similar episode. It was about the guy. He was a Greek guy. He owned his family business or managed his family business. And he wanted to know how to fuck his employees and or customers that came through.
I remember that guy.
I'm not stupid enough to sit here and say,
Paul, pause this. On that episode, Sagalo was insisting it's not wrong to fuck your employees. He was like, well, this isn't the entertainment industry. What's the point of being?
But also, it is the entertainment industry.
No. He meant like if you own a diner, company, you should be able to fuck your waitresses.
I mean, listen, guys. Brandon Sagalo has employed thousands of people.
He called him Brandon.
Brandon.
You said
I
Brandon.
Say Brandon.
Yeah, you did. No, you definitely said
no,
Brandon.
No, I didn't say that.
It's tape. It's recorded, so we'll know. Mm-hmm. But go ahead, Elvis. Let's finish this, guys.
How do you fuck your employee?
I'm not stupid enough to sit here and say, hey, Stavi, give me permission to dangle a raise above these bitches' heads.
Stavi, give me permission.
That's what they're
I'm
here for.
I'm not that stupid. I know fucking employees would be messy. I don't even have any employees. but I do want advice on the other half. A little context, I'm 26 years old. I just got out of a two-year relationship. I manage a lodge in a national park, pretty big national park that is frequented by hundreds of thousands of people each year. our high season is coming up. How do I clean up on these women that come through here?
Yeah, like, I changed my Doge is a good idea. Yeah. this is like
we don't need national parks anymore.
This guy shouldn't be paid by the fucking Department of the Interior, I don't think.
Yeah.
Stop, you are a philosopher king.
Yeah.
These people want your permission.
That's what I'm here for, man.
That's so cool.
Yeah, dude. You fucking interview Neil deGrasse Tyson, and now I do philosophy. We split off into our true passions.
I made him kiss me. I sexually assaulted Neil deGrasse Tyson.
How does he like a little bit taste of his own medicine?
Yeah,
man.
After what he did. He really is like a giant nerd. After it ended, he was like trying to do wrestling moves on like
on me.
He like picked me up. I'm like, the fuck are you doing?
That's all. It's so funny because he's another guy that'll come up on like YouTube Shorts, and half of the time he's being Anthony Cumia is edited out of it. He was like a mainstay on the Cumia show. Yeah, on the first year that Cumia like hadn't like. It was weird because it was his. Everyone knew what Kumi was about. Like he had gotten disgraced for.
No, even on. I mean, his like then it, maybe he was on, but the very next guest would be that fucking like Irish guy that wrote those books about like black crime.
Well, Gavin McGinnis.
No. There's another guy. His name was like Colin. I don't know, McFerty or something.
Yeah.
No, I mean that was his name.
Yeah.
He would wear the little newsy cap.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Be like,
talk about.
Did you know that fucking 10 white girls got beat up by blacks last year?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, no, I didn't know that. And it's like, that's because you're not doing the research. It's yeah. like, well, I just don't care.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But yeah, it was so funny because he was a huge Kumia guy.
Yeah.
He would be on Kumia all the time. It's very fascinating. Go ahead. Let's, so this guy's trying to fuck
people that stay at his hotel.
Let's finish this call.
I just got out of that long-term relationship, like I said.
Oh, my God.
That was my second one that I've had. First one was a five-year one.
Good to know.
I haven't been single that long. I had some years in college where I cleaned up pretty good. But
okay.
I, yeah, I'm looking on advice how to clean up with these women around here. We have a bar that's attached to our lodge. I bought it four nights a week.
Oh, he's a bartender.
We are so remote. We're an hour away.
Let's not get it. That's not better.
If they called the police.
Not much to do. Not much.
This guy might be Jack Nicholson.
That's true.
That's true. Thanks for the advice.
Here's my penis.
Yeah.
This is a creepy question.
Yeah, dude. I mean, like, how do I make the women...
We're so remote as a detail is crazy.
It's like It's Always Sunny, the implication.
Yeah.
We're so remote. How do I get him a couple drinks, get him back to my room? We're so remote.
Women really like, you should cover yourself in honey and go outside the lodge. Go out into the woods and wait for the women... to come.
Yeah, I actually read an article that horny women love honey when a guy is covered
salmon.
In honey.
Fill your pockets
and smoke salmon. look, bro, if something happens and a woman takes the initiative, but this is still weird and wrong to be
don't
like.
Do you have a boss also that says?
Yeah, like
you can't.
They don't want you to try and fuck the customers at this remote lodge. If you're fucking bartending, you hit it off with somebody that's like, you know, fucking camping or whatever the fuck, and they want to, and they kind of make it clear they want to fuck you. You have to completely take somebody else's lead. You don't want, you know, yeah, you don't want somebody, you know, tweeting at the 19-year-olds that Elon has to be like, this guy tried to, actually, if you said this guy tried to fuck me, they might give you a raise.
Yeah, they,
but
burn down Yellowstone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like, oh, we can make so much money if we chop down this forest and sell the wood. This is another government inefficiency.
Yeah.
You know, like, but yeah, you don't want to get fired for trying to fuck everyone who comes through your weird little lodge, bro. Just, it's your fault you took a job in a remote place. You can't be trying to fuck the women that just want to see nature. But you might. I mean, I don't know. Some of these girls might be on vacation. They might want to fuck.
Yeah, I guess it does seem like the women that would go there on their own would be those, like, weird, smelly, like, home birth ladies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you catch them before they're in home birth, when they're, like, young, they're on their way to becoming those women.
Just very long breasts.
Yeah. Yeah, not fat, but have fat.
They call their pussies their yoni.
Very vascular forearms. Yeah. So kind of knotty women.
Yes, absolutely.
Like strong joints.
Yeah, you might be able to fuck some of them, but you can't. How do you make this your go-to? You can't. You just have to put the vibe out. You can't be weird and creepy. Because the second they sense like, oh, this guy got this job to try and fuck us in this remote corner of fucking Idaho or wherever the fuck you are.
But stop. Don't forget, he had years in college where he cleaned up pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a great piece of evidence.
And if you want to get pussy, you shouldn't be the bartender at a remote cabin. Like, if you want to get pussy, go to a major city, be the bartender there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, take their time there to, like, take a taxidermy course and come back to Brooklyn with those skills.
Right, yeah.
And then you can clean up financially.
Right,
you know what
I mean?
You make
them little raccoon pelts?
Yeah, something like that.
So,
so far, the first guy is a great guy, and these last two I hate.
Okay, next, Eldis. There's not much, there wasn't much there, but don't be a creep at the bar. Although if you work at a cool national park that we're going to be around, although it's April, we probably missed them. I'm trying to go hiking on this tour.
Hey, Stav. Hey, Eldis. Big fan of the pod. I'm on the Patreon.
Thank you,
love
brother.
Stand up for years. Yada, yada, yada. Hello, esteemed guest. All that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to get to the point, as you like to keep it. I am an aspiring creative. My whole life I've really been into performing, artsy shit, all that stuff. I just kind of always had an inkling to do that. I'm now 25 years old. I think, you know, I'm holding down a decent job. I've got a good place with a couple of friends. I'm in a relationship, all that stuff. But yet, for some reason,
I'm still depressed as shit, and I can't get any of my personal projects done. I had to deal with, like, some really bad grief early on in life. Was born with a myriad of mental health issues.
None of us know what that's like.
An upward battle, but I guess I was just wondering if you had any advice for when you're just kind of a fat, depressed, unmotivated piece of shit. Like, I have so many ideas for, like, projects that I want to work on, but I just, with everything else that's going on in life, it's still hard to...
You can't...
to find the gumption and the time and the energy to do that while also maintaining, like, you know, an adult life.
Well, there's your problem.
He has a girlfriend. I would just appreciate though, right? I know. If you had any advice for me. Appreciate you. Love you. All that stuff. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, you could start a podcast that actually becomes successful by accident.
Yeah, you could be that friends actually with Nick.
that works for fucking all of us. I mean, at the end of the day, dude, I hate to give you some tough love here.
Yeah, you just got to do off. It.
You
just
have to pick one thing and do
just
it.
Just fucking do the thing.
Ideas mean nothing.
And also, you're never going
to
be happy. Everyone
has fucking ideas. Yeah, you're probably not going to be as happy as you want to be, but you will be happier if you're working on something. And you have to do something that the flow of the work makes you fulfilled, even if it never works out, right? Like, when I was, you know, whatever, before I moved to New York and I was just doing open mics, I just loved the process of working out a new bit, of, like, fucking doing it. And it's like, even if I had come, and when I moved to New York, I was like, even if I fucking flame out, I'll always do stand-up because I like doing it. Like, it does something for me, right? You got to find something like that and not think about making it. Just think of, like, in terms, not think about being successful. You just have to work on something.
Yeah.
That's really all there is to it.
And don't expect it to make you happy. Just expect to just keep working.
Yeah, and in many ways, you have, I mean, you have, it's, if you have an adult life where you have, you know, some friends, a girlfriend, like, I don't fucking have, you know, or I don't have a fulfilling life. You can
get a job
life.
At Yosemite.
Yeah, you can fucking, yeah.
You can become a bartender
you
can be at Yosemite.
Like, do you want to get out?
Yeah.
Because there's a way out. And then
there's
just
a guy there. I think you might be a lot happier if you
Yeah.
And I hear there's a bartender at Yosemite that called you a pretty big fucking loser.
We don't even know that it's Yosemite. He just fucking, this guy does listen to you and he kills just
try
any bartender.
Every national park. On my phone. Yeah. I'm like, hey, Ian, I got a ticket to Yosemite. I have this extra, I heard there's a lot of gay guys that are attracted to bartenders. So I got you a shirt that says, I'm the bartender at Yosemite. And the ticket is, you leave today and you come back. Well, there's no return ticket.
Yeah. We're shooting a prank show.
Yeah.
Oh, I've hidden cameras rigged up everywhere. Yeah, you just have to be the bartender at Yosemite. Yeah.
Killian Finance.
You'll feel a lot better.
You might, man. Yeah. Dude, who gives a fuck? Just, you gotta start fucking
and
working.
Also, at the age you're at, that's normal to feel that way.
Totally. Yeah,
a
totally.
Lot of guys don't even figure out that they want to be a talk show host until they're 42 years old.
Yeah. A lot of people, like, don't try for the first time in their life until they're 35 years old.
Well, you're again, older, 40, I would older say older than that, 38.
So. Well, yeah. I started trying at 35.
No.
Not really.
It changed everything.
No, not really. Yes, how old are you now?
No.
37.
Nope. No.
Nah, wasn't 35.
What are you, 36. Now you're the, you,
no.
You can't erase my age.
Nah.
Started trying at 36. Yeah,
we'll
so
call it
you
38
have,
to be safe.
I'm not 38.
We'll call it 38.
Actually, is this out in April?
Yeah.
I'm 38 years old.
Yeah, dude, honestly, it sucks to hear, but you just have to do stuff.
Yeah, just do, like, stuff.
And you're going to be bad at it at first, but it doesn't matter. Just keep making things. We've all been depressed. I have definitely been and am fat. Nick was fat. Adam never was fat.
I've had issues with bulimia, anorexia nervosa.
Yeah, he can't stop gagging and throwing up on the cot. Adam, that's not bulimia.
He has a shallow throat, so he's never held down meals.
After every
he's
load,
been sucking dick twice a day for his whole
shallow
adult life.
Throat.
And he fucking gags on even the smallest dick.
Inherited trauma from the Holocaust. Okay, so we all have problems.
Adam's
okay?
really persevered.
Yeah.
But yeah, everyone, at the end of the day, dude, there's so many people who are depressed and think of themselves as creatives. You're not until you do something. We hate to give you the tough love, but that is just fucking true. You just got to do stuff.
Well, also, like, being something doesn't add anything to your life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like doing that. A lot of people don't realize that. I mean, they don't make the distinction of doing and being in their
right.
So they're like, oh, I want to be a writer. It's like, well, you have a fucking laptop.
Yeah, just do it. Exactly. Yeah. Don't be attracted to it because of whatever you have imagined is the prestige of being considered something. Just do the fucking thing. Whatever you pick, one project, start working, brother, and that will be your salvation. And but also, it might you still might be depressed. Be ready for that.
It's not going to make you happy. What it's going to do is you're going to just get better at something.
But it does help a little bit.
It helps to be occupied.
But it also helps
and driven.
I think it helps to see yourself make progress in something. Correct. Too. You know what I mean? All right. What else we got? Little Elders with a little less nuts.
Hi, folks. I would do the whole intro, but I was going to make this short, and now I'm not making it short. Anyways, love you guys so much. So my question is, so recently back on the dating scene, enjoying myself.
Enjoying yourself.
It's been great. Like, been meeting a lot of great guys, having a lot of fun.
This is a cool chick.
Kind of a sensitive question, I guess. I don't really know how to phrase this. So obviously we kind of know about the concept of, like, Gooners and guys.
Arsenal. Gooners. Arsenal. Shut up. No, not Arsenal. Guys beating a dick.
Gooners and guys that just been wasting time on Pornhub.
What is it?
Yeah.
What's a gooner?
Jerking
off? Is it different from edging?
No, it's just guys you beat off all the time.
Okay, but it's not like...
It's like beating off obsessively or something.
Yeah, okay, just like,
but it's not edging. I thought it was...
No, gooners aren't edging. They're busting.
Okay. All right.
But they're just beating... It's like guys who just like are addicted to pornography.
Okay.
So many more young bros are... Yeah, gay pornography. In not Adam's case, gay pornography.
These guys.
Yeah.
Jewish gay, what?
just what you. That? You, basically.
I don't watch porn anymore.
You and the guy, you don't?
No. It doesn't work. It's too contrived.
You're like, why is there a woman in this? This is so unrealistic. This is contrived. Where are the guys?
There should be a man throwing up after half of a McDonald's hash brown.
It doesn't have enough.
Why aren't they crying after they bust? Why aren't they crying and calling their fiance and ask them how their day's going after they bust?
Everyone's
why
did I just get hard when you said Patrick Mahoma? Which is pretty funny, by the way.
Which is hilarious. By the way, I'm so funny.
Come on.
And then so I said,
us. This is so us.
And then also, I'm going to keep saying, this is so us.
This is so us.
I've been trying to,
that off the ground.
Dated. And this then at one point, I'm going to say, that's so Samantha.
That's so Samantha.
I've been doing my.
That's so you.
All right. So, gooners.
Okay.
She's talking about straight gooners, not Adam style gooners. And let's go ahead, Eldis.
Gooners and guys that just spend way too much time on Pornhub and consuming too much, like, porn and the issues kind of resulting from that. Like, maybe, like, I think, like, somebody called it, like, death grip syndrome. Like, guys are just, like, beating their shit way too hard and they can't actually fuck. So then...
Damn, dude. These
fucks. Doing my thing.
This generation's
fucked. And have encountered, like, a fair amount of guys that literally just, like, I'm not complaining, but, like, focus on going down on me, like all of these things, like everything is focused on me, which is fantastic. But then either don't ask to be reciprocated, like they don't
ask.
Like I'll say, like I'll go down on you, like no problem, babe. Like I'm into it, and like oh no, don't worry about it, or like they can't finish or they can't really get hard. Like never really had an issue with this like previously, but in the last like call it couple months,
whoa,
like I literally have just like not. It hasn't been like repeat offenders, but like I just like I keep seeing it. Not that I'm like sleeping with that many
different guys.
But you know guys, what I mean.
Pause this.
So that
I can't imagine eating pussy and not. I mean, like, sure, every once in a while you just eat pussy and then like whatever. It's like, oh, I gotta go to work. I can't get my dicks. But like someone asking to suck your dick and you don't even let her do it for a little bit, even if you're not gonna bust.
Sounds like a great guy.
This guy sounds like a fucking bitch.
The board did that on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's real people that are walking by.
Eldis, I have stood by you from day one.
That one wasn't at you. That was at the thought of not asking to get your dick sucked.
Yeah, this is crazy. Especially when you got a girl chomping at the bit to slurp you up.
Well, like, hopefully she's not chomping at the bit. I don't think. Well, maybe that's the
metaphor. Yeah, yeah.
Man, maybe you should stop chomping on everyone's bit.
Yeah, don't go. What was that? What was that? What's that little black ball from Mario?
Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice. Yeah.
It's called Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
Interesting.
You said little black.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I meant the little black ball from Mario that chomps.
Oh, it's like Chomp Omp, right?
Yeah, Machomp is a
Pokemon. No, it's Chomp Omp. Chain Chomp.
Chain Chomp. Yeah, don't go Chain Chomp on the prick, but I don't think she is. I think she wants to slob on it. Uh-huh. Finish up, Eldis.
Not that I'm, like, sleeping with that many guys, but you know what
it's
I mean.
Okay if you are.
So that is just kind of, like, what do I, like, do I do anything? Do I need to be changing myself? I, like, don't think so, but, like,
so, girl.
I don't know, like, I was fucking this guy, and, like, I thought I was having, we were having a great time, and he, like, just kind of stopped and was like, hey, do you mind if I just put on porn to finish?
What?
I was like, I mean, I'm not going to say no, but, like,
porn
I don't know, you're
finish.
Fucking a 25-year-old, like, what? What is the issue?
This
here?
Is tough.
Am I doing something
porn?
Wrong? Well, see, should I just like, stop fucking around? I don't know. Anyways, this is way too long. Love you so much. Bye.
This is weird because it's like this is obviously not anything you can control. There's no advice for this lady that like that sounds
yeah,
like
it's
a
not get better at fucking.
It sounds like a society problem. So unfortunately, and I would really never suggest this to anybody, but it sounds like you need to move to India.
Yeah, yeah. It might be a good idea.
I'm sorry.
I think
but
that's overcorrecting, Nick. Yeah. I think we're going a little too far.
No, they're sitting over theirs. Why can't we send over ours?
I think you might have to move to India and start fucking Indian guys because they will do. They will just. I mean, it's going to be 10-on-1 as soon as you're coming off the plane.
Again, I think that's too. I think that's too extreme a solution
as
here.
As soon as you get off that plane, I mean, you're never getting your pussy eaten again. It's just
straight.
Yeah.
Oh, how about this? If you're worried about getting your pussy eaten too much, an older Italian guy. A guy who thinks he's in the mafia.
Yeah.
Who thinks it's gay to eat pussy.
Yeah.
You know, or black guys.
We had to work so hard to find titties when we were like 13.
Yeah,
these
this is bad.
Get
this
out
is
any time they want.
This is a dark omen for men of this generation.
I'm sad about the kids. Yeah.
Guys, if you're listening, don't put on porn when you fuck a girl. Figure out. Even if, listen, fellas.
It's their fault, girl.
Even if you gotta.
Put on Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Put on Who Framed. No, dude, I would. As soon as Jessica Rabbit comes on the screen, I'm like.
I've done that. I put on Toy Story 3 one time.
While fucking?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one where they're almost dead? Where they? Yeah, that's
the
part
one
you
where
come
he
at.
Plays with Andy for the
no,
last
I didn't.
Time?
I actually just stopped and I was like, I want to watch Toy Story 3. And I downloaded it at the time, so it was in Russian and mirrored.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so you had to read the subtitles backwards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's good.
And I just sat there.
You're training your brain for what's important.
Yeah.
You just went soft
your dick's out.
In a pussy.
No, I was hard.
But you wouldn't let her touch it?
Yeah, don't touch it. What's going to happen to Buzz?
Yeah, I mean, look.
I feel bad for this guy.
This is a tough one. This also, selfishly, I'm like, nice. The generation after me is like, they might have disqualified themselves from fucking. You know what I mean? It's like, you got to be around non-gooners. I don't know how you find that. I don't know what's characteristic of a gooner. I feel like everyone is jacking off too much.
Yeah, it's just that sounds like when we were 16 or like 15, right?
Yeah, like imagine what we would do if we had access to this amount of pornography when we were like younger. It would be bad.
Probably fucks your brain.
So yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I feel like I would usually say like meet people on the apps, use the tools you have available. But in this case, it's like maybe the younger generation. Just like really phone obsessed, really like used to the gamified dating. It's like try to fuck people IRL.
I know what you're saying. Elvis.
Yeah,
she should fuck like a 75-year-old man. Maybe who doesn't know how to use the phone.
I mean,
maybe.
just
some guy who's horny.
You should date a 75-year-old man.
You were homeless people. Homeless men without
homeless
access.
Guys, yeah.
But you know, this is a good point of like go outside your normal whatever's going on here. Your normal dating pool, for whatever reason, we're not sure.
Yeah,
they're not busting the way they need
to. Stop fucking people from Discord.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. If that's what's going on, you need to go a little bit outside. And at the end of the day, though, it's not your issue. Dating is annoying for a number of reasons. It's usually not guys won't let me suck their dicks and they have to beat off Jesus to porn Christ. While we fuck annoying. It's usually like, oh, that was a waste of time. You do have to wade through a lot of people to connect to. So
yeah,
you just got to. And then if you catch, here's the thing. If you catch some gooner energy here, maybe just be like, all right, try figure out a way to filter this out before you fuck these people, probably, because they're not what you want, right? You have to figure out, like, right. you know, what, you know, yeah, culturally. If
it's the guy wearing an Apple Vision Pro and he's, you can see the pornography as he's talking to you at Starbucks
yeah.
through the lens, maybe avoid that guy.
But man, what an interesting conundrum for our gal to be in. We're, you
it's
know,
not your fault. Don't feel bad about yourself. Your fault.
I like these. These are fun, dude.
She seems yeah, like dude. A nice girl.
She seems nice. She's trying to suck dick and society won't let her. Puh. This is Trump's America, dude. You got something? What do you think? Something nice to go out on here, Eldis?
Sure. We can go to kind of a response to a call from a recent Kush Bros.
Okay. What was the call?
It was about, do guys like getting their nipples played with?
Okay.
Stop does.
What do you mean I do?
You do.
What are you talking about?
Sov also believes in titty fucking as a real thing.
Yeah, you know what? That's another annoying thing. You should be able to titty fuck.
It's not. It's a fake thing, though.
It's not fake. It's cool. If you like tits, it's nice to have tits around your dick.
Yeah, but what does it do for the girl?
Oh, it's a take turn situation.
Stop, we've been and maybe through some this of them a like thousand it. Times.
This is because at the time you were dating a woman with smaller tits than Nick, and you were trying to fucking pretend you were an ally.
Smaller tits than me?
Yeah.
Smaller tits than Nick.
Yeah. Oh. At the time.
Yeah, I have.
And so that's, you were actually, being a pick true. Me.
I remember when I started dating my current girlfriend, you picked me up in the car. I was like, stop, I feel like I'm 13 again.
Yeah.
I've fallen back in love with Hooters. Yeah.
And that disgusted me because you're just a guy with no fucking morals. Nobody, yeah. Wherever the wind blows, you pretend is the best thing.
Nobody wants to hear about good things happening to you.
Yeah.
I have cancer.
Also, you're pretending to like tits on some level. Uh-huh. I think on some level you like your wife to have smaller tits.
If you told me... If you told me you had cancer, I would say, yeah, it's probably one of the good types.
Yeah, you probably have like skin cancer. You'll be out of it. You'll be like, you have like... I go to a dermatologist's office. You're there for 45
that
minutes.
That happened. You remember that happened? There was like a whole week and a half. He was belly aching about how he had skin cancer.
Oh, my God. How many times have you had health panics? How many times have you had health panics?
Which have all been real.
Oh, my God.
Might have all been real.
I will say this.
I've never had skin cancer fall off. It was a booger. It was like a dried booger on his hand that he had not. He just like wouldn't even wipe it off.
I wouldn't
even try. Can you imagine having a sore and you don't even try scratching it?
I went for a hand booger to the doctor.
Yes. Well, you also were doing your own dental work. That was wild.
I was doing my own
remember
dental work?
You were fucking getting those scrapers or whatever?
I still use those. The kinds I use at the dental hygienist?
That's fucked up, dude.
I will
the
say
hooks?
This.
Yeah.
Using the hooks on yourself is nuts.
Well, I'll be look, full disclosure, I'm an older man now. I don't mind admitting when I was wrong. Did not work. I suffer from periodontal disease and I have to get a $400 teeth cleaning every 3 months.
Anyway, let's take...
Lewis says that too. I've had like multiple medical things where like, you know, I talk about it and then Lewis reaches out to me. He's like, yeah, dude, I had that too. I'm like, God damn it. Because they're just bad hygiene.
You have skank mouth.
Yeah, no, literally. He's like, I've been doing like coconut oil pulling and xylitol gum and stuff because we both have gum disease.
Wow.
And then we both have like eyelid problems.
Oh, wow.
Because we'll like fucking like get
yeah,
like, you know.
Wipe your ass and. Yeah.
I'm like sticking my fingers in my eye after my asshole.
Fuck, dude. Not me. I've got beautiful health. Mm-hmm. Let's see what this question about nipples is.
Hey, Savi, LB, and esteemed guest or guest.
Thank you.
I'm calling in response to the call from the lesbian on the Kush Brothers episode with Pat Bircher and JP McDade, which was released.
Shouts out to legends.
February 6th. I think it was recorded in December, relax. So maybe we'll get this one in June. God.
In April, actually, buddy.
Our friend was asking about if men like their nipples played with, and all four of you fine gentlemen responded in the negative, and I am one of the few. It's something
the few.
That I've known
oh, you're real
about
kinky.
Myself since I was a teenager. I don't know exactly where it comes from. I like a light touch or a lick. Okay. Sometimes you can get a little disgusting. Pressure. And a pinch, but not too hard.
You know who this guy reminds me of?
Who's that?
Can you look up the scene from Mars Attacks where they're doing the press conference and one of the reporters asks if the aliens have two sexes? Yeah. Do the more. This is who this guy play is. It.
Good morning. It's nice to see you all again. I just have a few minutes for questions.
What a great movie.
Let's get started.
The Martians have two sexes.
Wow, can we watch that?
Mars Attacks?
Yeah.
We don't have time.
I have to go too.
Yeah, let's finish up with his nipples and then we're done. And then come back, we'll do a Mars Attacks.
This guy's got numbers in here. He's got percentages.
Let's see what he's got. God, this
guy's... And a pinch, but not too hard. You know, not the BDSM stuff.
It is disgusting hearing him talk about this.
The only way that I've been able to describe it to other people... And obviously, I have no actual insight of this. It's like I have two clits on my chest.
Two clits.
It really feels that good. It's something I don't necessarily need to come, but 75-80% of the time,
like a breakfast in the Matrix.
Having my nipples played with while I'm getting off. So I don't do it on my own. It's only something I do with partners.
Why did you pick this question?
There are
people really tell you.
Some of us out here. I don't know if I ever met
anyone
else.
How is this an update?
This
guy's nauseating. It's just a guy saying he likes his nipples flavor.
What's the advice?
He just called in to let us know.
I have two clitori on my chest. Shout out to JP McDade. 80% of the time, this guy is disgusting.
All right, man, congrats. You like your titties played with a little bit.
Cool.
Just a little insight to an opposing view to
sure.
the show.
Yeah. You're about keeping the...
discourse.
I really hope this guy made the same exact phone call to Washington Journal.
Well, there you have it, folks. You guys are not nipples guys, are you?
Whatever a girl tells me. I don't even like having sex.
Adam's gay. You're
the gay one.
That'll do it, folks. Thanks to Nick Mullen and Adam Friedland. Watch the Adam Friedland Show.
Boys.
Come see us on tour. Nick, anything to plug here, my friend?
No. The only thing I have on the calendar is I'll be opening for Shane, I guess, in, the middle of the summer.
All right. Look out for that. That'll be fucking fun. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Watch the Adam Friedland Show.